Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
The Vatican Secretary of State is due to arrive in Cuba Wednesday evening on a visit to commemorate the 10th anniversary of Pope John Paul II's apostolic voyage to the island nation. Emma McCarthy reports.
Speaking in Rome on the eve of his departure, Cardinal Bertone revealed that Pope Benedict XVI had entrusted him with a special blessing for the people of Cuba. The Secretary of State described Vatican-Cuban relations as relatively good, speaking to journalists, and said the church in Cuba enjoyed great vitality despite the known difficulties, such as getting its voice heard in the media, bringing in foreign clergy, and freedom of religious education. On his arrival in the capital, Havana, on Wednesday, Cardinal Bertone will be received by civil and religious leaders, including Archbishop Luigi Bonazzi, the Apostolic Nuncio in Havana. The nuncio notes that this visit is of great importance for the nation and the faithful of Cuba, coming as it does 10 years on from that historic visit by John Paul II. That visit, he pointed out, marked the 1992 decision by the communist executive to eliminate constitutional references to atheism and to allow Catholics some freedom in the expression of their faith. Now this visit, he adds, underlines the desire for continued relations between the state and the church, a relationship which must recognize the specific nature of the state, but at the same time, the mission and nature of the church and its right to carry out its mission in freedom. Although Cuba was once officially atheist, the government never broke relations with the Holy See. But in the decade that has passed since John Paul II's visit, Cuba's Catholic Church has made only some gains. Catholic leaders can speak or write in state media at times, but religious schools remain closed, as they have been since the early 1960s when hundreds of foreign priests were expelled. Faith education will be high on the agenda Thursday morning when Cardinal Bertone meets with Cuban bishops. In the afternoon, he will visit seminarians and then preside over Mass in the Plaza of Havana's cathedral. The Secretary of State's 7-day visit also includes Masses and prayer vigils with the nation's religious and youth, as well as a scheduled meeting with Cuba's foreign minister. He is also expected to greet the diplomatic corps accredited to Cuba before he returns to Rome on February 26th. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.